Welcome to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and Tiki K's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Brandon Kohlberg has been a mortgage advisor for over 14 years and is ready to assist you. Call Brandon now at 704-999-6646. Visit carolinasmortgageradio.com. And now, here is your host, Brandon Kohlberg.
Hey, good morning, and thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We've got the Kimberly Majette Group in studio with us today. Kim, welcome to the show. Great to have you.
Hey, Brandon. Thanks for having us. We're glad to be here.
Excellent, excellent. So a lot of things going on in the marketplace from an economic standpoint, kind of finishing up the peak buying season here of the summer, going into the fall and winter months. Before we get into that, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, your group and kind of the changes that you guys have had in the last several months?
Yeah, so we've had a great year so far. We formed a team. I've got myself. I'm the lead agent. I've added Hillary to the team this year and Jackie. I'm the lead listing agent. We service North Carolina and South Carolina. We service Indian Land, Fort Mill, Tiga K, Waxhaw, Charlotte area. And we've done really well. We're kind of taking territory and we service clients pretty much all over. I'll let Hillary kind of introduce herself.
Yeah, so I'm Hillary. I'm Kimberly's executive assistant. On the client side, I'm just a really good point of communication for our buyers and our sellers. I'm going to let them know about important dates, communicate with our lenders, closing attorneys, the agent on the other side. Just make sure everybody's in the know about what's going on, where we're at in the process, what's needed to help us get to a smooth closing. And then on the back end, I do a lot of our marketing for the team. So pushing our listings out there, promoting us and our brand.
So, Kim, you know, you've been on the radio show before. Maybe a year ago or so. So since then, this is the adding Hillary is new. At Jackie, we'd love to hear from you and kind of get your background story here too in a second. But all this is relatively new, and all in the hopes of really taking even better care of the client, right?
Yeah, that's right. We formed the team. We've grown so much. And adding the girls to the team has just allowed us to take care of our clients.
So Jackie, kind of tell us a little bit about you and kind of how you joined the Kimberly Majette Group and, you know, kind of how that came about.
So I joined the group as the buyer's agent, and I'm thankful to be on the team. It's a strong group of girls. We're here to help everybody out. I guess my role is to help homeowners find their house and
which is not an easy task right now in this marketplace. Inventory is low, even though it's, you know, a fantastic time to buy, which again we're going to discuss here in a few minutes. But inventory is low. Like, what's the process and working with those clients to really find them the right home in this particular market?
So we have a great source to find homes that you're not just going to find on the internet looking. We'll help
right.
You find
a lot. You work for a big company, got lots of internal internal things, lots of coworkers and people that are, you know, sharing information, right?
Right. So it's a good networking group. We're going to make sure we find you the best homes and quickly so you're not losing out on your fun forever home.
Right. So kind of how does that process start, you know, with, you know, on the Kimberly Majette Group team, obviously. So, you know, Kim's been doing this for a long time, got lots of prospects, you know, kind of in the pipeline, lots of people call her, you know, kind of what is that process to, you know, kind of you taking the reins on those potential clients wanting to buy a house? What does that process look like?
Right. So people will come to me and we'll chat with them and see what they're looking for. We help secure financing, which is important.
So kind of just having a goals and dreams kind of vision casting with them and kind of figuring out exactly what they like.
Right.
And so what in searching for homes in this particular market, what are the challenges right now with finding the right home for these homeowners?
Yeah, so, you know, there are a lot of challenges out there because one of the biggest problems that you find is inventory being short, right? And so if you're not working with a realtor like Jackie, who is aggressive, that knows that, you know, houses sell quickly, right? And so if you're not watching the market on a daily basis and seeing homes that come up and go fast, or working with a lender such as yourself that gets you pre-qualified or pre-approved, having that pre-approval is so important as opposed to just being pre-qualified. You know, and Jackie was working with clients and she knows exactly what her clients want and getting them down to the point where she's not showing 10 houses. She's only showing her clients 3 or 4 houses because she knows exactly what her clients want. And those houses move off the market so incredibly fast. And she's so great at knowing exactly what her clients want.
Right. And so a lot of the houses that are moving so quickly are under, you know, multiple offers. And so you really don't have time to show, you know, 10 houses. You really have to have that, you know, that conversation, really kind of dig into what the client is looking for, what their needs are. So you can show them the 4 houses or 3 houses, or maybe even just 1 house that best suits them. And then hopefully, you know, get aggressive on the offer and take that home under contract.
That's right. And knowing, too, what's important to the seller, it's more than just purchase price. So, you know, we know exactly when presenting that offer to the seller, what's important in that offer, because it's more than just purchase price. It's whether there's a contingency on the other side or presenting the pre-approval offer with the offer.
Right. And that's one thing that you mentioned earlier. So let's kind of break that down. You know, what is a pre-qualification versus a pre-approval?
Right.
And so, you know, you'll – when you're applying for a mortgage to purchase a home, you're going to get pre-qualified in the very beginning. What that is you do the application, the lender pulls your credit, he's going off, or he or she is reviewing what you've put on your application as far as what you make income-wise, you know, how much assets you have in the bank, that type of thing. What a pre-approval is, you've actually provided all the documents, the lender's reviewed that. The underwriter has reviewed all those documents and said, you know what, hey, they're approved, or this commitment to lend, and that carries a lot more weight, especially, you know, the seller, you're right, is not just looking at dollars. They're looking at a lot of other things, such as, are they pre-approved? Is this deal actually going to get to the closing table? You know, what is, you know, my sense of comfort with this particular buyer? And so that just makes a very big difference in the process.
Yeah, and so many people right now, Brandon, are asking, is now a good time to buy? Because they're thinking, you know, hey, the market's slowed down. And we have seen with people going back to school, we are seeing a slow in the market, right? Houses maybe aren't selling quite as fast as they did. But, you know, what we're seeing with our buyers is now is actually a great time to buy, because we're not seeing so many of those summer bidding wars, right? And let's talk about rates. Where are rates right now?
Rates are at historic lows. I mean, the market is just really interesting. We're going to kind of really get into that here in a little bit. But if you need to be pre-approved, if you're looking, if you miss the peak buying season, it is still a fantastic time to buy. Call us anytime, 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. We've got Kimberly Majette Group here in studio with us. But yeah, it is a fantastic time to buy. And so, yeah, rates, you know, the market is really interesting right now. Rates are back to historic lows. There's so much pause, though, for on the investor side as far as lowering rates, maybe where they even should be. Maybe they even should be a little bit lower than where they're at right now. I mean, they're still mid to high threes with great credit, 3%, so, you know, sub 4%, which is, you know, crazy low. It increases your buying power substantially, which is just makes it just another great time to buy right now.
Yeah, and so that's what we're, you know, talking to our clients about. We have a lot of clients that are wanting to sell their homes and purchase a new home because they're wanting to move locally, whether it's downsizing or they're looking to upsize. And so they ask us, you know, is now a good time to buy? Because the market's slowed down a little bit, or is now a good time to list their home? Should they wait till spring? And Hillary, what's kind of our answer for that?
Yeah, you definitely don't need to wait till spring. Now is a great time for all the reasons that we said. You know, once we get back to the spring, we're going to the market's going to ramp back up, and we're going to get back into a bidding war situation. And we don't know where rates will be in the spring. So take advantage of those low rates now and take advantage of the market being as great as it is, not hopefully getting in those multiple offer situations. Now is a really, really great time to buy.
Yeah, so kind of walk us through, the process of what is happening in the marketplace on the real estate side right now. Has slowed just a bit. That peak season is slightly over, but again, in our local market, it is still very hot and heavy. What does it look like on your end?
Yeah, so when we say it's slowed, we're still moving houses pretty quick,
right?
On the listing side, you know, people say, should I wait till March to list our house, or March or April? And we definitely tell people no, because at that point, you're just competing with, you know, other homes that are going to come on the market. So still a great time to list your house. We're moving houses very quickly. There are definitely still buyers in the market, you know.
For the past decade or so, I think that has been certainly the thought process from selling. Hey, I don't want to sell in the winter or the fall. I'm going to wait till spring. It seems that like that's certainly changing in our local marketplace, at least, because it is that, you know, rates are so low. There's more mortgage products out there available for, you know, first time home buyers, for, you know, people maybe with less than stellar credit. What are you seeing on that end?
Yeah, absolutely. We listed, I think, 3 houses just in the last couple of days. So we're definitely seeing inventory that's hitting. It's a great time to list your house this time of year. It's a great market. We're seeing people that are gaining a ton of equity in their homes very quickly. And, you know, fall pictures look great when you list your home.
They do, for sure.
So, and again, with rates being low, it's just a great time to buy. So there's definitely buyers in the market.
Yeah, absolutely. And even with things slowing down with the start of school, we do see a little bit of a pickup once people get settled back in with back to school. So even though it's slowed down a little bit, it won't pick back up to where it was in the spring. But we will see things pick back up a bit.
Fantastic. If you're thinking about buying or selling, be sure to give us a call anytime during or after the show, 704-999-6646. Kim, so kind of talked about, you know, the market in general. It's still a great time to buy. What does that process look like right now? Is it changed from you know, the summer? You got someone who wants to buy a house. Kind of what's that process, and kind of especially with your new expanded team, all the different services that y'all are able to provide right now. What does that process look like for the client themselves?
Yeah, so if you're looking to sell your home, you'll reach out to us, and we have a great system put in place. So you'll start by our listing appointment. We'll come out. We are great at walking you through. We do an initial staging consultation with you.
Yeah.
We walk through your home. We look at, you know, depersonalizing your home.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's funny. We always tell people that, you know, we don't live how we stage. And so a lot of times people kind of feel like we're stripping their homes down. But we don't want the buyers that are coming into their home to see your stuff. As much as, you know, you love your stuff, as much as we might love your stuff, the camera is going to focus on your stuff. And we want buyers to see their home, not your items.
You want the buyers to walk in and kind of see themselves in that home and not see kind of really someone else, yeah?
Exactly. And in some of the areas, too, we're competing with new construction. And so you have buyers that are coming into these beautifully staged model homes, and we have to compete with that. And so we have to make your home look as close to the model home as we possibly can.
Right.
And so we'll come into your home and we'll do a walkthrough, and we'll do a staging consult, and we'll do a staging write-up for you. And at the end of the day, we'll provide that staging consult for you. And we'll help you we'll do some painting consult for you if we need to do paint, and just provide that to you. So that way your home will show as beautifully as it possibly can. And then from there, we provide professional photography. We professionally measure your home so we know the exact square footage that we're going to be dealing with. We do pricing for you so that we competitively price your home. Because at the end of the day, that's probably the most important thing, that we price your home properly so that it sells quickly. We don't want to overprice your home because then it's not going to sell quickly. And the last thing that we really want to do is price improvements because then our sellers lose, they lose negotiating power. The second that we have to start doing price drops, the buyer has the edge. And so we want to obviously get our sellers the most money for their home, but we don't want to have to do price drops.
Yeah. So let's talk about the staging piece for a minute. Are you seeing any particular trends with staging, with the actual decor of the home, with the kind of the colors and you know, cabinet colors, paint colors, that type of thing? And any particular trends that, you know, home sellers should be looking to add or subtract from their home to sell quickly?
Yeah, I mean, in the days of HGTV, now everybody thinks that they need the Chip and Joanna Gaines home, but you don't have to go that extreme. Typically, neutrals like grays and beiges, kind of depending on the rest of the colors in your home, are really what they're, it's going to make your home look the best. Not having too much furniture. So in general, we clear things off of mantles and coffee tables and dressers. Simple is just better, and depersonalization in general. You really just want to appeal to the widest variety of people, mm-hmm. not narrow down on one. So you're going to look at the trends in your area and kind of go with that to appeal to more people.
Excellent. So on that, appealing to the mass, where are we at in terms of generations, and who's the biggest home buying segment of the industry right now?
Women.
I think that'll always be the case. Is it millennials? Is it retirees? I know we get a lot of retirees from like the New England area, New York. A lot of people moving down here. Are their tastes different than the millennials that are more homegrown? Or what are we looking at in terms of that?
Oh, you know, I guess our buyers are really kind of all over the board, but it seems like most people kind of have the same taste, I would say. I don't know.
Yeah. Who's the biggest buying segment right now as far as generations? Is it millennials? I hear a lot to talk about millennials.
Yeah, so the millennial generation is going to become the next big group of home buyers. We're seeing now that millennials think that they don't need to start with a starter home. They want to wait till they have enough money for their forever home. But our buyer's agent, Jackie, is working with them to help them understand why starting with a starter home is great. So what do you tell them, Jackie?
I just let them know that, well, it is a good time to buy, and you don't have to wait forever because you can afford it. You can afford to get into a great home now, which will then just build equity and help you get into that dream home. But it's okay to start now and not wait.
Right. There's so many statistics out there that show that wealth creation, wealth building is best done through real estate.
Right.
And so, you know, whether you're looking to, maybe you're a millennial and you want to travel and buy a rental home, you know, so someone else out there could be, you know, paying your mortgage for you. So there's so many ways to build wealth through real estate. And I think the millennials that are maybe waiting to buy until, I just don't believe in a forever home, right? I mean, I've been doing this for 15 years. Everybody I work with are, for the most part, haven't owned a home for more than a handful of years. Every now and then, of course, we'll come across someone who's owned their home for 50 years, but that's very few and far between. Most people are buying and selling, moving up, moving down, downsizing, upsizing, whatever it may be. Are you working with any millennials on investment properties?
Yeah, and I think it's important for them to understand that their money is going somewhere fantastic. Landlords are making money as they sleep. So you might as well put your money back into your pocket and not have that going to somebody else. So starting with a home and then it possibly turning into an income, passive income would be great, which then gets you, moving forward on more property.
Yeah, definitely. So if maybe you're not ready to buy your home right now. You want to, you know, be mobile and totally understandable. But if you want to start building some wealth through real estate, be sure to give us a call anytime during or after the show. 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. In the different segments of generations buying homes right now, what are we seeing, you know, in, you know, kind of more my generation, the Gen X? I mean, same kind of trends. What are they looking for? How does that, you know, influence their buying styles right now?
Yeah, we see a lot of people in our generation that are buying investment homes, real estate property, and just family homes.
And not to cut you off, I think I just outdated myself. Gen Y, I'm at.
Yeah, I think we were slightly offended at that, actually. We were going to let it go.
I apologize, ladies. Gen Y, not Gen X.
But yeah, I mean, we're seeing a lot of people that are jumping on, foreclosures, and then turning around and flipping those. I mean, real estate is really just a great way to make income, and passive income, as Jackie said.
Right. What's happening in the foreclosure market right now? Is that, you know, obviously when we were going through 2009, 10, 11, 12, they were very, very prevalent. I still have lots of, you know, people calling me right now who don't own a home yet, wanting to buy their first home. They mentioned me, I'm looking for a foreclosure.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that market still like it was, you know, 7 years ago?
No, I mean, they are few and far in between.
Which is a good sign.
It is a good sign, yeah. They're out there, but they're hard to find. We have a few investors that we work with, but they're hard to find. And, you know, it's interesting because you'll see some investors that purchase them and then want to try and sell them for sale by owner. And then they'll come to us and say, hey, can you put this on the market? Because it didn't sell.
Right.
Because they obviously want to save the commission.
But really, they're costing themselves more money. Every statistic out there shows that when you list for sale by owner, you're actually making less than what you would make with a real estate agent. We wholeheartedly believe in hiring a fantastic real estate agent team. Just sidebar.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and aside from, you know, not making the money, they just don't protect themselves.
Which is huge.
It
especially
is
especially right now in this particular market. A lot of litigious people out there looking to create a fight for whatever reason may be out there. Anything that they can slide by, you know, there are people out there who unfortunately aren't as nice as we may be in this room that are looking for something to cause a stir with, yeah?
Well, that and then not understanding the contract.
Right.
You know, you could have, say, matter of fact, we were just talking to a for sale by owner the other day, and he was looking at, he got an offer from somebody that had a contingency on the other side. And, you know, they had a house to sell. And he just didn't understand that having the earnest money that he was getting with that, if that person doesn't sell their home, he doesn't get that earnest money,
right?
And he doesn't get the due diligence money. And so he put all his hopes and dreams in this person selling their home, and he's not going to get anything.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Certainly a situation where he could maybe go, if he's looking to buy another house, he could go write a contract thinking he's good.
Exactly.
But he doesn't write his contingent.
Correct.
And then he actually loses money if his buyer ends up not happening because they've got a contingent contract. Yeah,
exactly. Yep. So, you know, it's just using a real estate agent, you don't know the contracts, you don't know where you're protected. So there's a lot more to it.
Sure. So don't leave yourself unprotected. Be sure you call a real estate agent team that can help you. Kim, what's the best way for maybe someone who's got a for sale by owner, wants to sell a home, to get in touch with you?
Yeah, so our contact number is 803-322-1426. You can reach out to us at info@KimberlyMajetGroup.com. Either one of those will come directly to us, and we would love to help you guys buy or sell a home.
Fantastic. And if you need financing or any general questions, be sure to call us during or after the show anytime, 704-999-6646. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Colbert. We've got the Kimberly Majette Group here in studio with us. So Hillary, tell us, you've been on the Kimberly Majette Group team for about, what, maybe 6 months now?
Yeah.
So obviously you bring a lot to the table, a lot to the team, a lot to Kim, and most importantly, a lot to the buyers and sellers that your team is working with. Tell us about, you know, some of the things that you're kind of bringing to the table on the team.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a background in mortgage, actually. I worked in the mortgage industry for about 4 years. I started in a program that, oddly enough, was trying to take people without mortgage experience and turn them into underwriters. So
how'd that work?
Surprisingly well, but we were underwriting the HARP streamline refinance loans.
Okay.
So with the hope that, you know, we'd later be able to go to full document loans.
Right.
So that was great. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but I absolutely loved it. And that knowledge has been so critical to me in this job. I have a really great understanding of the industry as a whole. I joke with Kimberly that I know just enough to be dangerous. And it really helps me, and it helps our clients, and helps me to be able to guide us through that process. And then I also have a consulting background. So after mortgage, I went into consulting, and that just really helped me with my skills with clients. So learning how to relate to them, what people need, you know, the best communication there. So both of those have really helped me on the team. And then I've just always been an extremely creative person, so that really helps with the marketing side as well. So it's a good mesh of creative skills, professional skills, and it all comes together to work well.
Yeah, walk us through that communication process. Obviously, I've worked with Kim for several years now, and she is just fantastic with clients. But, you know, you kind of bring an added dimension to that.
Mm-hmm.
Walk us through that communication piece, because that is so very vital and important. To the process of buying, selling a home right now, what does that look like?
Yeah, in one word, I would probably say over-communication.
Right.
So what that really looks like is we take for granted that we do this every day and we know the ins and outs of this industry. But when we're dealing with our clients, this might be the only home that they buy or sell for 8 to 10 years.
Right.
So we can't take advantage that they don't know what we know.
And even if they've bought or sold a few homes in the past few years, it's still not an everyday thing. There's still so much out there that's unknown, right?
Right. Regulations change. So many things change. And you forget, you know, if it's not something you do every day, you don't remember the intricacies of it. So on that behalf, we just over-inform them, over-communicate, try to really explain things, make ourselves available, and try to be proactive so they're not coming to us saying, what does this mean? What do we do? You know, trying to get ahead of that and explain things before they happen and let them know what to expect so that they can be a little more carefree and relaxed, and we can kind of bear the stress for them in that process.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, you're getting a lot of information out there. I've been seeing some videos that you and Kim do on a weekly basis, or maybe even more than weekly basis. Tell us about those videos and how maybe more people can tune into that.
Yeah, absolutely. We love doing our Friday videos. They're short, just 1 to 3 minutes at the most. And really, we just want to help put information out there about the market, buying, selling. So we're just kind of sharing some of our inside knowledge with everybody. We have an email list where we send that out. If you want to get on that list, you can just email us at info@KimberlyMajetGroup.com. And then we also post those on our Facebook page. So that'll be facebook.com/KimberlyMajetRealty. We post our videos on there, and then all kinds of other tips from time to time as well.
And is that just kind of answering, you know, the most popular client questions that you get, or is that kind of looking at the marketplace in general and kind of giving, you know, home buyers, home sellers an idea of what's going on? What does that look like?
Yeah, it's actually both. So we actually reach out to people and try to find out what topics they want to know about.
Right.
But then we also do keep up with the market trends, report on those, but then also the process as well.
Awesome, which is why we have you here in studio, kind of giving us the rundown here for our radio show listeners, right?
Right, exactly.
What are the biggest questions right now that you guys are getting in terms of, you know, whether I want to sell or buy, the marketplace? What are those top questions that you're getting?
Yeah, I think right now it's a little bit of what we covered before, in that people are just freaking out a little bit about the market slowing down.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to comfort and encourage people that it's still a great time to buy.
Right.
You know, you don't need to wait if you're looking to sell. Just trying to put people at ease that just because the market slowed down doesn't mean that's changed.
Yeah. Kim, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, some of the other questions we get are, you know, I want to put my house on the market. What updates do I need to do? We get that a lot, right? Yeah. And so we've kind of been touching base on that. And or what money am I going to get back from my updates, right?
That's a great question. Talk about that, because that I don't think maybe we cover that enough as far as you're just selling. But there are certain things you can do that. You know, have a dollar value of return.
Right.
Talk about that.
Yeah. So when we're talking to our sellers, we look at, okay, if you're going to update your kitchen, for instance, you know, there's a lot of updates that you can do. And we always tell them, if you're looking at staying in your house for a long term, do whatever updates you want to do, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to enjoy that. But like granite, for instance, you can put granite in your house, but you don't need to necessarily put the high-end granite into your house.
Right.
Because I'd say most buyers are going to want granite. Most buyers mm-hmm. love granite.
Yeah.
So that's a great update that you can do. Flooring. I think flooring's a great, important update to do, but you don't necessarily have to put that top high-end flooring.
Right.
So, you know, we have a list that we've put together that we, you know, can definitely send people. What are some other updates? I think paint is definitely important. It's one of the things that we definitely tell our sellers is we're looking at pictures in the MLS. It's important that every home in the house is basically just flows and has the same. You don't want teal in one room and gray in another. What are some other kind of important updates I think that we've recommend?
Yeah, so energy efficiency. A lot mm-hmm. of people, you know, don't really want to spend the money on the things you can't see, but that can be important to buyers as well.
Right.
When they're talking about that, like, hey, if I add granite, you know, or should I add granite?
Sure.
Do y'all have a frame of reference for, yeah, you know, what if you add granite, this is, you know, and it costs X, you'll get return of Z. Do you have those formulas, or is it just kind of, you know, kind of a guesstimate, or what does that look like?
Yeah, so we have put together a sheet that we'd be happy to send to anybody that reaches out to us. You know, it's okay. Generally 60% return on certain updates that you do. Yeah. And it depends on your price point, too. You know, right. If you're selling a $200,000 house versus a $600,000 house, it's definitely going to depend on where we recommend that you put those upgrades. And you know, we always say focus on the kitchen and the master bedroom and bathroom, because I think that's kind of where buyers really focus.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just certain upgrades are going to add value to your home and certain ones don't. And it's just going to depend. Like I said, if you're going to stay in your home, then it's you know, the emotional value is going to add a lot too. Right. But if you're looking at selling your home, then there's certain upgrades that are going to matter.
What are some of the upgrades that some of your clients think is going to add value, but you actually caution them against doing that?
I would say a pool is definitely something that, right. You know, probably doesn't, and that can actually, some people want pools and some people absolutely don't. So that's going to cut your buyers down in half. Some of the upgrades that I would say probably don't add value are that you're not going to get back.
Maybe like a closet system or something like that, maybe?
Possibly. Like that. Yeah. You know, there's definitely a lot of upgrades that maybe might attract buyers, but you just don't get the value back because a lot of appraisers aren't going to give you value for.
Right. So if you're thinking about selling and want this breakdown sheet that Kim was talking about, whether, hey, do repairs and what's the value in return, give us a call, 704-999-6646, anytime during or after the show. You're listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Kim, info@KimberlyMajetGroup.com, right?
That's correct.
To get that sheet. So great information from Jackie and Hillary. They've obviously brought a lot to your team, Kim. Kind of give us a... you know, background of what you've seen the difference for your business.
Yeah, so it's been huge bringing the girls on. It's freed me up to allow me to focus more on my clients and on really what my job is, which is lead generation and being able to go out and build relationships with you. And with really when I got into this job, I didn't realize really what it was, and it's just building relationships with other realtors, with attorneys, and just really just going out and meeting people. And that's what my job is. And having Hillary and Jackie has allowed me to do that. And
talk about building relationships with other realtors. You work in a very large real estate office.
Yes.
There's some fantastic agents I work with that are, you know, the small boutique agencies. But I do feel, you correct me if I'm wrong, that there's a lot of value in having such a large office. And it's not just a large office. You've got a lot of excellent real estate producers in your office. How does that work to benefit the client, in your opinion?
Yeah, so you would think that it's a super competitive, and it is a competitive industry, and you would think that we would be cutthroat and not want to work together. But it is a huge advantage to a client to list or to have a buyer agent that's out of our office. You know, when I see a deal come across or I get a contract that's with an agent out of my office, I'm thrilled to work with an agent that I've worked before to know that they're out of my office. Right. We're easy to work with. We've done deals with them before, and it is an advantage. When I know that I have an agent on the other side and I know that they're going to be easy to work with, I know we're going to get to the closing table. And I didn't realize that coming into this job, what it was to develop those relationships with other realtors. When I Right. know that that agent's going to answer the phone, when I know that they have, you know, contacts with attorneys or contacts with contractors, and they, you know, sometimes we have to do things such as, you know, paying for home warranties for the client, or, you know, being willing to give up certain things. It really does make a big deal.
Yeah.
Make a difference.
And talk about, you know, the not just your team, but actually having kind of a larger team, you know, attorney, lender. We've obviously worked together for a number of years. You know, how does that, you know, work best for the client?
It really does. You know, using a local realtor, using somebody that's connected, the client doesn't always see it, and the client shouldn't necessarily see what your realtor is doing. But when you have a realtor that has those connections, a realtor that kind of goes out of their way and, you know, can pick up their phone and has an attorney that will answer the phone, has a lender that answers the phone at, you know, 8 o'clock on Right. Sunday night, that makes a big difference. You know, I can tell you I've had a few closings that on the buyer side, it fell out. And I won't name any names, but it's been bigger lenders. And that's because the underwriter has been on the West Coast. And that makes a big deal.
There is a big, such a big difference. We talk about it, you know, all the time on the show, as far as having a very large team. I think the statistic is when you're buying a home, there's an average of 36 people that will actually be involved in the process.
Right.
Agents, underwriters, loan officer, loan processors, appraiser, attorney, and the list goes on. An average of 30, it's either 34 or 36, mm-hmm. whatever it is, it's a lot. And so the real estate, buying a house, selling a house, is really a domino game, you know?
Yep.
And if one thing goes south, it just picks up steam and everything goes south.
That's right.
And so having a team in place of trusted individuals who, you know, have the client's best interest is really paramount, especially in today's market where there are still multiple offer situations and it's very cutthroat and to be able to buy the house that you want in this market with rates so low, that type of thing. So, you know, what does that look like on your end when you're with a client? And you're saying, hey, you need to call Brandon, you know, for your mortgage financing. What does that look like and why, or maybe, you know, maybe it's the attorney. Why recommend a specific individual?
Yeah, so we have systems put in place, and it's a trust factor, I think, for us, really, because we, you know, I'll laugh at Hillary because she'll see a contract come through and she gets excited when we have certain attorneys and certain lenders. And she's like, oh, good. You know, we got the ones that we want on it because she knows that deal is going to go through because, you know, we don't get paid until it's at the closing table. And obviously, you know, we want our clients in the dream home of their dreams, and we want our clients happy, but at the same time we like we need to get paid right? Because we put a lot of work into it. And when that happens and when it flows through and everything gets done, it just makes everybody happy. And so when we know that we can trust our lender, when we know we can trust our contractors, when we know that we can trust our attorney, we know our clients are going to be happy. And we know that at the end of the day, it's going to get closed. And, you know, we can't always control everything, but we like to. And we both kind of have some control issues. But it does. It means a lot. And we like to work with people that we can trust. And when we hand things over, we know it's going to get done. And so, yeah, we've really tried to build a team of attorneys, lenders, contractors, painters that, you know, when we call, they're going to answer the phone. And when we, you know, when we put our clients' names and we hand our clients over to them, that we can trust them. Because ultimately, if we're recommending a lender, if we're recommending an attorney, it's our names that we're putting out there.
Yeah.
And so we have to know that we can trust them.
And it's really for the benefit of the client. You
Absolutely.
Know? So, I mean, I'm sure in your particular case, I know what I feel about, you know, certain lenders. And so I'm sure, you know, but when you work with, when you're doing 100 transactions a year, when you're helping 100 families into a new home per year, you really do understand who's good, who's not, who's going to, you know, get a week before the closing table and blow up the transaction, right? And ruin lives for a little bit of time.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't make anybody homeless, you know, and the ultimate goal is that we put the families in their homes and that they recommend us to their friends and families.
Right. And part of the a big problem for me right now is because rates are so low and the market is so hot, you know, there's just been so many new lenders getting into the business. It seems like new lenders coming into town. The Charlotte Fort Mill market is, you know, really one of the best in the nation for to raise a family, to buy a home. Mm-hmm. And so we've got, you know, this huge influx of mortgage companies and other loan officers that really just, let's be frank, you know, have no business doing what they're doing. They're not knowledgeable. They're not spending their time, you know, keeping up to date on guidelines. And so, you know, they take an application and you're good to go, send you the prequal, the client goes under contract, and then, you know, a couple weeks later gets into their underwriting and they kill the deal. And you know, I'm getting so much of these right now, it's almost very frustrating for me, even though I appreciate the business. But, I want so much of our industry to be, you know, have a great reputation. And it just seems like it's a little bit lacking right now, I'll be honest with you.
Well, and that's scary for us too on the seller side because right. we get that contract and it's exciting to get a contract for our sellers. But, you know, that's one of the first things we have to do is we have to qualify that buyer.
Right.
Because the last thing we want to do is pull our seller's house off the market and have it off the market for 2-3 weeks and right. then have, you know,
and
our
buyer
fallout.
That seller's probably out looking for a new home, and that seller's looking out for a new home. And again, it goes back to this huge domino effect in real estate.
They've boxed up their house, and now it's not going to show very well. And now they have a big stigma on the house because it's pulled off the market. And when we put it back on the market, buyers, you know, of course, they think it's something due to inspections. When it's not, the buyer's funding just fell out. So, you know, we definitely have to be very cautious with, you know, the offers that we accept, because it goes back to our conversation at the very beginning that there's definitely more to an offer than just purchase price.
100%. If you need great information and want to work with a trusted professional, give us a call anytime, 704-999-6646. Listen to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. We've got the Kimberly Majette Group here in studio with us. Kim, Hillary, Jackie, anything we kind of, you know, haven't touched on that you guys really specialize in, you know, differentiating yourselves with the clients? I know you do a lot of different things, Kim. Anything we haven't touched on?
Yeah, I think one thing that we have been specializing lately is expireds. And by expired.
Detail that. What is that?
Yeah, so that's a house that has been listed for a while, didn't sell. We've actually had homes that have been on the market as far as, 150, 160 days.
What's the average, time that a home is on the market right now?
Yeah, I would say, and it just depends really what market you're in, what area you're in, but generally probably 30, 45 days maybe.
Yeah, so
and it depends your
lot.
Price point.
Yeah,
150 is a long time. And they're out there. You know, you will right. have homes that are out there. In all honesty, most of them are probably with agents that are either discount brokers or they were just overpriced.
Right. Or a combination.
Or a combination. That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, I won't even get into the discount brokers. It's essentially the same as, you know, trying to list by yourself. And again, mm-hmm. all the statistics show you're most likely going to make Not less so. Money than working with a professional real estate agent that is going to give you the full service that of which is what you do.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But we have really found that we are very successful in repositioning and remarketing these homes and selling them quickly. We've had homes, like I said, that have been on the market close to 200 days. And we come in, we stage them. We always do professional photography.
Right.
And we've been very successful at selling them less than 30 days a lot of times.
I mean, that's obviously a huge difference, you know, a house sitting on the market. And you know that the longer a house sits on the market, the more buyers are thinking there's a problem with the house, right?
That's right.
Give us some feedback on that end.
Yeah. So when you have buyers that come through, they'll look at not only days on market, but your cumulative days on market, which are huge. Even once a new realtor takes over, your days on market don't refresh unless it's been off the market for a full 90 days.
Okay.
So as a buyer, we definitely look at that. And so as a buyer's agent, and your buyers are going to ask right away, why has this house been on the market for so long? And that's a stigma that they automatically look at. They're going to think, well, if other buyers don't want this, then why do I want this house?
Right. When you're taking over that listing, that expired listing, and Hillary, maybe you've got some additional insight on this, but when you're taking over an expired listing, how are you getting rid of that stigma? How are you selling it so quick when it's been on the market for 200 days, like you said?
Yeah, I think one of the things that differentiates us is our marketing strategy. We do a lot of digital marketing. Our online presence is great. We have Facebook, Instagram, a website, just the network of Keller Williams in general, being able to push that out to other agents in our office and let them know, hey, we have something coming available. Sometimes they might have a buyer need, before it even hits the market. So
right.
That's really helpful. Even things like our signage, just having nice, attractive signs. Some buyers still go around looking for houses just driving through neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So we'll get calls just off of our signs. And, perception is still really important. So having right. something that's, visually appealing really helps for people to call in.
Right. And I've seen your home highlight service about where all the social media do for highlighting, some of your listings. That gets a lot of traffic too, right?
It does. We also do, it's called reverse prospecting. Right. We set aside a couple hours a day for all of our sellers where we go in and we can tell agents that have clients that have liked and hearted our homes. And so we'll reach out to our sellers. We'll reach out to those agents and we'll contact them and let them know, hey, you have a client that's interested in our home. Why haven't you shown it yet? And so we'll contact them directly. It is. And sometimes we'll even offer them gift cards just to show our homes for our sellers.
Yeah. So a lot of unique things that you're doing that maybe a lot of other agents aren't.
We do.
Yeah. So yes, so many different things you can do with social media these days, targeted audiences, that type of thing. It really is amazing what, the sales that you can create, with effective marketing. And obviously, Hillary, you do a lot of that.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think another thing that's really helpful is the reputation that Kimberly's built just as an individual agent. And now that we've grown as a team,
right.
That speaks volumes as well. People see that a home is sold by her and her name out and around. And she's become someone who's known and trusted and really well respected in this industry. So I think just having her name on a listing really helps as well.
Well, I got nothing left after that. That was fantastic. So one more time, how can the people who want to buy or sell, who want that phenomenal marketing, maybe they've got an aged listing, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so they can reach out to us at info@KimberlyMajette.com. They can also call us at 803-322-1426.
Excellent. So much great information. We really appreciate y'all being in studio with us today. Thank you at home for listening. You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio. I'm your host, Brandon Kohlberg. Give us a call anytime during the week, 704-999-6646, and we'll catch you next Saturday.
You've been listening to Carolina's Mortgage Radio with Brandon Kohlberg, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and Tiga K's number one show for mortgage and real estate. Call Brandon at 704-999-6646 or visit Brandon Kohlberg online at carolinasmortgageradio.com. Join Carolina's Mortgage Radio again next Saturday morning beginning at 9 a.m. right here on WRHI FM 100.1.